Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that y'all have had a great week. It is getting cooler and cooler outdoors, and we know that the more that the temp drops, we have to add layers of clothing. We have to go in the closet and do a clothes swap, see what fits, see what doesn't. And this is our measuring stick to see how much weight we have gained or lost. For me, this time last year, I was much heavier, so I have lost a lot of weight. And it's a two-edged sword for me because some things I like the way I look in, but on the other hand, my clothes are high-fiving each other and rejoicing that they will be able to they will be able to breathe this winter. So like I said, it's a two-edged sword. A lot can happen in a year's time. We can lose weight, we can gain weight, or we can just stay the same. And this is physically and mentally. It works both ways. Now, we were referring to the apparent, the pounds on your body that we can see. But what about the weight that we can't see? So today we will be talking about that mental weight, the psychological pressure that only you can see and feel. Now, by this time in the season, of course, we are very familiar with energy and how it works. We know that if we think positive, then we will start to speak positive. If we start to speak positive, we will start to act positive. If we start to act positive, we will start to live positive. And that's all positivity, that's all love, and we love that. Now on the other end, it works the same way. On the opposite side, if we start to think negative, then we will start to speak negative. Ugh. And if we start to speak negative, we will start to act negative. If we start to act negative, unfortunately, we will start to live negative. And what a draining life to live. But sometimes we do it not even realizing what, you know, what we're doing, what we're saying, what we're thinking. It just happens. And now, because it's happened, we are spiraling. Now we have sent this out and it is attracting like vibrations. And guess who those like vibrations are going to attract back to? You. I said this before, you know, we are so busy just worried about the things that we don't want that we will end up attracting it because we spend too much time dwelling on it. Now I'm all about solutions. What can I do to fix or help fix the solution? So if we have a problem, which is a negative, why would we put more negativity on that? Balance, of course, it's all about balance. We have to have balance in everything. So it's only right to combat that with a positive solution. There's no point in adding more stress, more weight to an already heavy situation. How strong are you? We will live in our own minds knowing we can't afford it, and our body will end up paying for it all. You can eat right and work all you want. But if your mind is suffering, then your body will start to suffer as well. The goal is to limit your mental weight. And we can do this by first realizing that we can't control everything. We can control a lot, but not everything. I've said this and will continue. People will be people and they won't always choose right. But their decisions is not our responsibility. And their outcome shouldn't be on our minds day and night. Just say if we did something to ourselves, say if it was self-inflicted weight, the same rules apply. We aren't in control of everything, and we have access. We have access to the highest power, our Father. So stop worrying and be happy. Remember, 85% of what we worry about don't even happen. So release all the hypotheticals created by self. It is all in your head. It is all made up. And just say for whatever, you know, just say if whatever the boogeyman says is going to happen actually happens, 75% of those people came out as champs. You know, they came out all right. So it's okay to chill. Let go of that heavy, sad energy. Let go and let God. That is a song by Dwayne Woods, Let Go and Let God. I actually used to sing it at church, you know how I do. Anyhow, God, He gives us free will. He gives us options. But sometimes we have to realize that every battle isn't ours. We always think of a battle as a fight or a confrontation, but a battle can be as big as cancer or as small as drinking sodas. We battle different things on different days. It's always a struggle because, you know, we got to choose what's right and what's wrong. And we know what's right and what's wrong because we all have intuition. We all have that gut feeling. So choose right or choose God and He will choose right. We have to include our ultimate God. our Father in everything. I was on TikTok, should have been writing, listen, stay focused, but I was on TikTok earlier and I came across something great and valuable. There was a guy, well, it was a guy and his wife. He was in his backyard and he has, you know, a yard full of grass, but in certain patches, you know, it was just dirt patches. And he said for the last 3 years, he had been buying different seeds, different fertilizers, different sprinkler systems, just trying to grow these dirt patches. And, you know, the third year, I guess he's over the third year, and he's just praying at this point. He's praying and he says, God, I just want you to care. I just want to take care of what you have given me. Help me take care of what you have given me. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And needless to say, 2 months later, you can't even tell that prayer was needed for those areas. That yard was a battle for him for over 3 years. And then his light bulb came on, you know. And then he realized and included the ultimate healer to heal his borrowed land. And it was healed. I say borrowed land because everything we have had, and we will have, belong to God first, including us. So it's best for us to take care of us, you know. Of course, it's beneficial to take care of ourselves, but we don't want to be those people that tear up everything that's lent to us, you know. You give somebody a black skillet and they'll tear it up. So we don't want to be those people, but it's imperative that we do our best, that we be our very best versions, you know, of ourselves. It doesn't matter if we have been running in place for the last 10 years. We aren't worried about the past. We are in the present. And presently speaking, we act positive in all situations because we know and believe that it's going to change. We are no longer holding on to that unnecessary weight. Did you know that ants can carry up to 50 times its own body weight? It can carry up to 50 times its own body weight. So imagine you walking around carrying yourself, however many pounds you weigh, imagine you walking around with it. And ants can carry up to, you know, more than that. So just throw a few more pounds on there. Now this is physical, but looking mentally, how much excess weight are we carrying? Are we as strong as the ants? We don't have to be, because we all have a cheat code. A three-symbol code, no back, it's just up, 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 G-O-D, nothing too hard, you know, just three letters just in case we forget, you know, he is our 911 forever. Let go and let God. That guy in the video, you know, all he had to do is remember where his help came from, and 3 years was erased. Our Father has the special touch. It doesn't matter what happened to you, how many times it happened, He will make you over. He will have you looking and feeling as if nothing bad has ever happened. We just have to lose control so we can lose that weight. Imagine taking someone special to dinner. That special someone doesn't have a clue where you are taking them, but they are crazy excited because they know it's going to be worthwhile. And all of a sudden that special someone says, hey, take a left at the light and then turn right at the stop sign. Now as the driver and the only person who knows where the surprise is, you start to take these turns wondering, where are they taking us? That's God with us. He has a beautiful surprise for us, but we want to take charge, not having a clue as to where we're headed. Well, maybe it's just me. Maybe I don't have a clue, you know. Maybe y'all know it. It's just me, you know. But it's a beautiful thing, and he's trying to take us on a beautiful experience if we will let him. We just have to let things flow. Be positive that it will all work out. Now, one more fun fact about ants before we go. Ants don't have ears, and some lack eyes. So they listen by feeling the vibrations from the ground. Vibrations are important. Ants live their lives by feeling, not by being distracted by the noise of the world, but by the feelings, by the vibration. And as always, I always say life is so much bigger than ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Speaking of bigger, Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it. Thank you for life, love, and your peace. Thank you for our shelter, our transportation, and our ability of our limbs. We ask for your continued understanding, discernment to know right and wrong, and your peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray for those that are homeless, those that are sick, and those that are in jail. We ask for a hedge of protection around us all. And we thank you. We love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Good people, as always, this has been wonderful. I hope that you continue to be positive. Of course, it's homework. Continue to be positive. I hope that fasting is going good for you, but again, it's just building up self-discipline, self-control. We're going to be so appreciative. We need these things. We have needed these things from for years. We need these things, you know, we need these things. It's only beneficial to us. I hope that you gain everything that you're looking for. Love y'all lots, and I hope that y'all have a wonderful, peace-filled week. Until next time.